you know what it is. So this name of Rebbe from Yisrael, I understand by the psulim of Rebbe from Yisrael, this kachas lay, it's hard to find it, he had to shidu mi kora. Could be first you were matish his korbin, and had a kvisha taguf. And it was fit to be tefach oyen boyin. And the other level, after the korbin has kedusha, let him live with the man, let a lady live with it. A lady live with it. So it's good why I need another pesach. Just from a pesach oyen boyin, it was one fit to be good a pesach oyen boyin. I need a prophet to say that the Mishkan Hashem, that right now it has to be said to be brought into the Mishkan. But Ella Mukta, the Nevad, so let's see, when you make a korban to worship at Mashem Avodah Zarah, if you announce the korban first, that even though you worship it, you can't make it also. Because the call is, and now the most of the Shalai, since you do not own the Kutchim, once you announce it, if I cut you Hashem, so it can't be the case that you make it a Nevad or Mukta afterwards. It must be that you made it a Nevad or a Mukta before your mastership. So if you made it a Nevad or a Mukta before your mastership, so his korban was never fit to be brought lefnim. So you don't need a new pasuk on lefnim Mishkan Hashem, but rather clear enough in the first pasuk, El Pesach Oyamayim. Gemara says, yes, we need the Chiddush, the Kachem Kalam. The Mishkan Kalam, but let's say a korban shlamim. You are mastership's animal for korban shlamim. And the Loch is Valib and Rav Yosi Aglili. The Yom that he says, Kachem Kalam is still called Mabel Bailam. And since Lamai said, the equal of the korban is that the owner is released from the meat, so it's still called Mabel Bailam. Therefore, could be a case that first you were Mastish is called Mishlamim. At that time, it was fit to be brought to Pesach Oyen Moed. And then later, you were never it, you worshipped it. Or you were Mukhtar, you set it aside to worship it. So then it becomes possible then, I would have thought to say there would be a Psalm of Shkut Echut, because it was one fit Lepnin. That's why the Mishnah says no, another prophet, that they Mishkan Hashem. Yes, according to the Yes, and really, we need a Kiddush in the Mishnah. The time you learn, the prophet says, Umo Allah, Mo Bashem. There's an Issa Nilo by Kachim, the Rabbis Kachim Kalim, Shema Moindai, did Rabbi Yisrael Lili, come and teach us, that it's called your moment. Or more of all Hashem means if you deny, if you swear false, so you chayif. So you have to swear false on your moment, but the Chiddush is even Kachim Kalim. But since it's called Moma Bailim, so that should be chayif. That's the Shepostak of a more of Hashem. That's just as the Chichesh Bamishai means Dvorim Sheshtem, L'Shem L'Anisa, there has to be money that belongs to you. So as a Chiddush here, if you're Kaiser, if you're Swear Fool, about Kachem Kalim Yechayis, because it's called your money. So it's good why we need this extra prospect for Reza the Nirva, and for Mukta. Yeah. Well, Hilkach, therefore, Moshe says, Reza the Nirva, Tavar Erva, Mukta the Nevad, Avesh Chavim, the Kachem Kalim. All these cases could be that Kachem Kalim, and therefore I need a special prospect to say, of the Mishkan Hashem, and even though it was one fit, it has to be fit right now. Now, Esna the Mechir, Klayim Yoshi Doifin, with love of Kutchim. What's the Kiddush of here? Means first you amatish the mother. And then, on the kid, you could have these things. The kid is automatically Kaddish. And the kid, let's say, you gave for a present. Esna, Umachir Klayim Yoshi Doifin, with love of Kutchim. And Savri holds that love of Kutchim, there be yes and kadeshim. When does the vlad become kaddish? Only after it's born, not before it's born. Rashi says the case is that when the kachim, when the mother was pregnant, at that time these psalm happened. That's when you sold it for killers, that's when you gave for an esman. So at that time it was inside the mother, it wasn't chavis psalm, because esman is not chal on kaddish. And therefore it was shayach to come into the Pesach Oyen Moed. The same thing you said, Dyson. The Chayim Klayim with the Dyson. He has to shiddle me shenoldu, a Pesach Oyen Moed, and when the blood is kachim, he decor me on your lovoy. And it means that before when it was still in the mother's stomach, it was fit to be brought. And it's probably a time to hold, when it's kachim of Yesnik, like what he says, the Leibostim is Kadesha, Tukach, Chal Esther of Mechir Aleim, and Nostim La'uba, Shem Gostim Yesnam, Le'kodesh Ashenaylet, that the Meister, he gives us a present, to the Zaino on the Chir Kelev, when the Uber, when the mother was pregnant, and that time you sell the Uber for a Kelev, to Tchal the Yisr, and the Maisa, the Hedvish of the Vlad itself is only Tchal when it's born, the Maisa, the Psul here, is Tchal, but I call upon him, this Uber right now was fit to be brought Lefnin. Before the Psul, it was part of the mother, so just like you could emasculate the mother, you could emasculate the kid also then. The man was called royal and listen in. And then later this tumah happened, they would have thought to say, Mishachtet Pachut, the Maestro, it should be this a Shutichut. That's why the Mishnah needs another person. No, let's say Mishkan Hashem, let's say Mishkan Hashem, that Yoni Chayiv is right now it's also fit to be brought. And these things are not fit to be brought right now, therefore you're potter on Shutichut. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Kuf Yudalit. Again, we'll start over again from the top of the Gemara again. Again, the Mishnah said, Haroiza of Yanirva, an animal that lived with a man or with a lady, it's possible for carbon, and therefore, if you bring it back out, you're possible. From a new prospect, that's not Mishkan Hashem. So, now the question, Varnami Tepu, the first of all, what would be a new prospect in the Mishnah form, that's not Mishkan Hashem, bring it out from the first prospect of your first of all, you made, that the Mishnah said about the Paras Chattis in the Sam Mishrech. Again, the more that on top here, of Kuf Yudal says, this lemon rice of Nivra is very good by the psalm of Rose of Nivra. Nishkata said that the Shinami Kora could be the first you remarked with the animal, and it was called the Bishop Aguf on it, and therefore it was fit to be brought to Pesachoy Maid. So, how do we answer it? We also then made a man live with it, or let live with it. Therefore, we need a new prophet to say that this Kora now is part, there's no psalm of a Chutechut. We need a prophet of Mishnah Mishkan Hashem, or from the first prophet, of the Pesach HaYomayin, this was one fit to be brought in the Pesach HaYomayin. So it's good we need a second Pesach. And we're moved to the Nevar. For the second, for the Mishnah, where the animal was set aside, or when you worship the Chabad of Zorah, a Manashach. If you remarked the animal first, said it was one fit to Pesach HaYomayin, it served an enorme might of every Shana Shalai, then Taka would not take out the soul of Mukta or Nevar. A person can ask for something that doesn't belong to him. But since it's custom ready, the soul can't take out. So the Echlich we're talking about now, that first you made the animal into an Avodah Zarah, and then you amassish it. So the soul was never fit to a Pesach HaYom Meid, what do you need a second Pesach form, or enough in the first Pesach? The Gemara says, yes, the Chiddush could be the Kachim Kalim, I'll leave it in there for Lili. The Yomad, he says, Kachim Kalim, never mind the moon. The Kachim Kalim, like the Shlomim, is considered owned by the Yonestil. Therefore, first it was amassish it, and it was fit to come in. Then later he was mocked to it or he worshipped it, that's the chiddush, that now it's not fit to be brought in the name of Mishkan Hashem, therefore now there's no risk of chutichut. The Tani runs it, the Pesach says, the more and more Hashem, in the case where you deny money and you swear forth that you have to bring a korban, so the Pesach says, the rabbis, kachim kalim shem amoynei, give me a great segmili, if you deny, you swear forth and kachim kalim, you're also chayim, even though it has to belong to you, the segmili says yes, Kachim Kalim is considered the owner's money. That since the ikra of the Kachim Kalim is for the owner to eat, it's for the owner to eat from the meat, therefore it's still considered Mammon Bailam. So according to Joseph Lili, it's good to hear it to the Mishnah that a Muksa Menevad, you need a new process from the Zen Mishkan Hashem, that there's no Issa Shutichut, but not from the first process, because it could be first there was a Kachim Kalim, it was fit to be good, listen in. So for that process alone, you should be Chai for Shutichut. You need a second process, but the Mishkan Hashem that has to be fit right now. So where it says, Hilkach therefore, and the Mishnah says the Psalah was of an Evo, the Vare Evo. That's the Psalah about Evo. That could be even on Kachin. Mukhsa the Nevo, the Psalah by Mishkan, and also, Avos Kachosim, the Psalah by the Zoro, the Kachin Kalam, you could have it, that even though this Behemoth was once fit Lepinin, it was a regular called Mishlamin, then later, you made it to an Avos Kachosim, so good, well, we need a second topic. Esman, when you pay a Zayna, but also Mechir, when you sell it for a dog, you sell a dog and get an animal, and that animal is also for Korban, and also Kalayim, an animal that was born from two different types of parents, Kalayim, and also Yetzibes, an animal that was born with a Syrian. So how do you find these cases that they were once Kachim, so they were once fit Lepnim, and now this so happens that you need a second tool of the Mishkan Hashem, these cases could be the blood discussion. If it happened to the blood, let's say the mother was a Korban Shlomim and she was pregnant. So the blood discussion could have these psulim and they were considered once royal of him. When the blood was in the mother's stomach, it was royal to be brought to Korban agar the mother. The mother is born, it first gets its Kedusha later when it's born. That Kisav Rahu Tan holds, Vlad de Kodishin. the blood of the babies of the animals of Kodshim, there is a Yosan and Kedushin. When do they receive the Kedusha? First after they're born. That's when they receive the Kedusha. So Rashi explains like this, that we want to find the case now that these animals, or these blooders, were once fit to be brought Lepanim, and then later the Psul happened. That's why we need a new process to say that there was a Shkutichut. First we're talking about now that these things happened after the animal was born already. So once they're Psul, you can't make them Kodshim. So a client can't become Kodshim, you're to base him. So Psita, they're not fit Lepanim, so you should have the first process. Therefore, the cases where there was blood-based kodshim, meaning the mother was a korban shlamim. So when the mother was pregnant with the blood, at that time you could check the mother and the kid inside it. It's nikkav also. So still with this blood, one tied a shaykh is tipping in. Therefore, from the first person, the not in the mayat, the psul was the yisra of shkutichut. But what happened was now, after in the mother's stomach, that's when these psul machal, it was Takahal and Esnan then, and Mechir and Klayim, it was Chal then. Season though the din of Esnan and Mechir is not Chal and Kodshim, but here the Vlad itself does not have Kedusha. This man the holds, when are the Vlad is Kodshim? When do they receive the Kedusha? First after they're born. Here, the Psul happened before they were born. The name of Chal and Psul, like they sold the owner, sold a Kodshim Chal in Yerushalayim, and he sold the Uber to a Zayna, or he sold it for a dog. So my saw it's chal the psul on the vlad, it's an esnan or it's mechekelos. The mice it's chal because on the vlad itself does not have kedusha. The kedusha is first chal later after it's born. So now when it's born, the mice of this animal was once fit to be brought to him when it was in the mother's stomach. So now you bring the bachut because of the first prospect of the tzotichayis. That's why the mission is the second prospect of the mishkan Hashem that now it has to be fit right now. And right now it's possible, it's not fit l'pnim, therefore there's no issa, shkut echot. So it's good what the Mishnah has to say all these cases. So then the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Bali Mumin, and that's the Vias B'nai. So these things, they're not fit right now for Korbin, they're talking about a Balmim Oivrim, that it will become, will heal up, and later be fit. That was the Machoikis of Shimon and the Tanakhama. But then Shimon says, if you shech this Bachut now, he wears your life, let's say. Even though now it's not fit to Fnim, but since later on it will be fit, there's a love. Same thing like to the Espinay. Today you can't shech the B'nai because you already shechted the mother, but tomorrow would be fit. So Shimon holds it a love, but then the Kama says, no, the Apota Bachut. The more says it's free, you need the Machlankas in both cases, by Bala Mumin and by Bala Mumin Oivrim and by Oisivias B'nai. Deepani Bali Mumin, if we would just say the Machlankas by Bala Mumin, Bishum Denise, you know why? By since it's disgusting right now with the mum on the animal, so therefore the Chum is saying to Shech the Bachut Kipoto, because the Chlal is not fit at all with Nim, it's Moyes now. Avul Turim, the Nimisi, but another case in Mishnah where you have these Turim, these birds that are too young, they're not ripe yet, so I'm the mother, the Rabbi Shimon, maybe the Chum would agree that if you Shech the Bachut now, you'd be over Leifer say, because these things are not Moyes, and eventually next year they'll be fit to be brought for Korban. So maybe Rebbe has to say now. That's what I have to say both. And V22, if we would have just said the case by a bird, it's too young. So I would have said, Mishum Dorechozi V'yitchi, because it was not fit at all and pushed away. But since it was not fit at all yet and pushed away, that's why Bachutzi Rebbe has to say. Avu Bali Mumin, but a Korban and Bahema, that was first fit, it was first fit to be a Korban, was coming to Panim. And then it became a Baal Mum. The Ichti, first it was fit. The Yitchu, and then it was pushed away. Amen, maybe the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanon, maybe Rabbi Shimon in this case, the Baal Mumin, would agree to the Rabbanon that once it's like pushed away, it's not fit anymore at all to be listening. Or at least right now that it has the Mum either on it, right now it's not fit at all. So maybe here it's worse, it should not be a Leifus at all. The commercial, no. But even by Baal Mumin over him, the Rebbe Shimon still holds, there would be a Leifasei. I mean, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon holds, there would be a Leifasei. In other words, Rebbe Shimon does not agree to the Rabbonim by Bali Mumin Oivrim. Even though it was Ichti and Itchei, still there would be a love. And then, the Itani Hani Tati, who would have just said these two cases in the Mishnah, the case of Bali Mumin Oivrim and the case of Baturim, Mishum Jitsulu de Gufayim. Because these two things are true right now, the Guf, the bird is not fit to be brought yet, or else the baim is not fit. But the case where the kid really is ready to have a shita today, he's fit. Just the fact is that he shechted the mother today. Sets a psul today on the kid, sets to a miyam across him, or it's a psul from someplace else that came upon this kid, that he can't bring it today. His name is Moedelad Rabban Rabbi Shimon. I would have thought that he shechted Pachus, the b'nai today, the neighbor of Rabban the Greek Rabbi Shimon, that I called them in Rosa. What is that saying? His tricham. They decided that even by ice of yesterday, still Rabban hold, that since the Meister right now, this B'nai, is not fit to be brought for Kodim, it's not fit to have the Shit today, you cannot bring it in Kanim, therefore you do it Tachut, you're part of completely. Then Mr. Sayer showing the Shimon Eimer, but the Shimon used to say that anything that's going to be fit later, right now there's a love. Shimon says, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Why Taka you also later? Say, so Omer Rabbi Lo, Yomer Rosh Lokish. Yomer Kwa the Prophet says, That the Moshe says, "Amen, who Moshe Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu is selling Klal Yisrael now. Ki alis on earth Yisrael, when you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, ki alis on earth, when you're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. That as Moshe is saying this right before they went into Eretz Yisrael, the Moshe didn't go in, but he's selling Klal Yisrael. That when Sfas Yisrael is not the rest of the Yisrael." That when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the first 14 years of Kibbush, the Chalukah, you should know you're not allowed to bring a Korban Chayis. The Korban Chayis that we bring you now in the Mishkan, you will not be able to bring the first 14 years. But what could you bring then? Yeshoah Tachrivu, meaning a Korban, a Dovah like an Oilah, a Shlomim, that you would be allowed to bring during the first 14 years. Because at that time there was Sutra Abomis, they did not have the Mishkan then. At that time, the Sutra Abomis, the Abomis Yochid, and in the Abomis Yochid, you're only allowed to bring Yeshavas, Nedavos, but Chayvah, Slash Sakrivu, you're not allowed to bring a Korban Chayvah. A Korban Chayvah has to be only in the Abomis Tibur or in the Mishkan, not during those first 14 years. But as he says, there's a free Dorish slave, the Tchilas BFOs, Hayyim Ono Matatla Mechanishkan. Today we're moving to Mishkan, Vyen Rasun Babama, Vyen Ono Makrivu Nel of the Mishkan. The secret therefore, kol ha-kabonis k'sherim ha-akriv nishanov ha-loris yudalit shonim shakivish. The first 14 years you're allowed to bring the bomis yochid. But over there in the bomis yochid, you cannot bring the korban chayvah as we're bringing today. But rather, it's kol ha-yoshav yenov means a dome and a dovois you're allowed to bring. But not a korban chayvah. Until they come into Shiloh. Over there, they came into Shiloh, then they're allowed to bring the korban chayvah. That is Rafila Babama Siba. Even in Babama Siba they cannot bring Korban Chayzah. Achatavia Elamanucha, till they come to the Mucha, till they come to Shiloh. That's at Rivam. So Alma called upon him that Chayvah, the Gilgal, Mechusweiz Manheim, Achiyavai Shiloh. So they had a Korban, that was a Korban Chayzah to bring when you're in Gilgal, you're not allowed to bring it those first 14 years, but till they came into Shiloh, the 14 years later. The agrees on Shem, and he can bring it here in Shiloh. Or come like one of the Torah says, lay fast and ice from the Gilgal. Do not bring these carbonates in Gilgal, but rather wait until you come into Shiloh. So Mashmashi says, that bein b'bom is Sibon, bein b'bom is Yachid. You can't bring those carbonates sideways, not in the b'bom is Sibon, not in the b'bom is Yachid. Alma mechusas man the b'bom, lay fast to. You see, a mechusas man in the b'bom, even though right now it's not fit at all to bring the chayvah, not on the bomb's feet, but not on the bomb's yochid, so if you bring it bachut, you would be chayiv. So the Gemara says, now the Gilgal, legade shiloh, mechusas manu. The first 14 years when we were in Gilgal, it was a mechusas man that didn't get the shiloh yet. Or common Moshe, and Moshe still gave a lot on Klal Yisrael, leitasim, a korban chayvah, you're not allowed to bring outside, you can't bring on the bomber in Gilgal. Even though it was not fit looking in, it was not fit to be brought, and even on the covenant, on the bomber's people, until they came into Yisrael Tashila. The Holy Spirit is always said to bring the carbonus, even though right now it's not fit, but since there will come a time later that will be fit, if you check the Bachut now, he was always said. No, yes. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah Kashat Rabbi Zera, the Yochi Yisrael, that you are saying now, that the Kabbalah of Gilgal, you are in Gilgal, what's called the Mechusas Man, Koresle,